Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
WFAN. Well, it is a very good evening to you and IUB. At 6:30 and 35 seconds to go right along with it Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman. Connor Green. Those guys on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for the marathon 45-minute schmooze. Right up until the Nets and Hornets. Pre-game 7:15 right here on your fan, New York City. And no Irving with the shoulder. He'll be missing tonight his third straight game. By the way, did you happen to see it? Yes. Did you see it? I think I saw it, not sure. But there was a sighting. Oh, rare was this sighting, that's for sure. We have seen more lunar eclipses. We have seen more of Halley's Comet. We've seen more of the Loch Ness Monster. We've seen more of the Missing Link. We have seen more of the never seen before than him. And there he was, and then he wasn't. The video, now you see him, now you don't. Sort of like his time in New York. Now apparently healthy and sound with his ankles and feet, enabling him to walk like a man in his walk year. And here he comes, the Cuban defector.
Cuba's nearness to America has made it a good neighbor whose history is closely related to that of the United States.
He is the guy in the lineup that, you know, does all the damage. And when he's there, it kind of makes it easier for the other guys behind him and, you know, takes a little of the pressure off. And I think, yeah, they kind of feed off what he does.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom.
Cuba's natural wealth includes many valuable products. Among them are...
Cespedes, deep center field. Span goes back, takes a look, and it's out of here! Yoenis Cespedes with his 23rd home run of the year.
I mean, anybody, the ball comes off the barrel of the bat like that. I mean, nobody. I mean, this ball just jumps off his bat.
And Cespedes, it's another one, deep to left, an absolute bomb! Second home run of the day for Cespedes. And he launches one deep left field. Down the line. Got up and stays fair. And it's out of here. Three-run bomb. Yoenis Cespedes.
And of course, the most important single product.
Driven to deep center field. Way back. Headed toward the home run sculpture. Cespedes puts one out of sight. An enormous feat of strength by a Yoenis Cespedes. His 31st home run of the year.
That's one of his longest.
Take it easy. Do it with ease. And you'll love it when you do the chick, chick, chicky boom, chick, chicky boom.
I'd like to present this trophy to Yoenis Cespedes, the winner of the Home Run Derby.
Zygazunk!
These are some of the things produced by the Cuban people.
A little ethnic remark there from Howard. For $29 million, 29, and isn't he worth it? Every single penny. For $29 million. $29 million. Who says the Mets are cheap? Who says the Mets don't pay? for $29 million. He comes back with the ankles and the feet, the Lamborghinis, the golf clubs, and you wonder for how many games. You're a Metropolitan fan. Would you like to see the Cuban defector in left? Starling Marte in center. The Pirates, as you know, shopping. And Michael Conforto in right. You got an outfield. And Brody needs to get on the phone and see about what he can do with the Pirates to get a genuine center fielder. That needs to be done by Brody. Will the New York Yankees, will they outbid? And the rumors are getting louder and louder and louder about the Halos and Cole. And so the question, will the New York Yankees outbid the Halos of Anaheim for homie Gerrit Cole, who grew up this close to Disneyland and Edison International Field of Anaheim, also known as where the Angels play baseball? If the rumorizing has it, the Halos may go after two hurlers. Will it be Cole and Zach Wheeler? If Wheeler doesn't land in Orange County, will he be a Padre? They seem to be knocking on the door. A White Sox, they too, or even a Minnesota Twin. All of those teams, and maybe a few more, interested in Zach Wheeler. This we know, he's not going to be coming back to the New York Metropolitans after rejecting the qualifying offer. So this we know. Could he end up as a Yankee? All of this is in play. All of this comes with question marks that'll be answered, if not sooner, than a little bit later on. So those teams seem to be interested in the soon-to-be former Met. And we'll talk a little. Oh, the Knickerbockers are playing tonight. Hey, look out. Nothing like waking up in the morning and seeing on the back page of the New York Daily News that warm and wonderful looking, happy-go-lucky James Dolan. Tonight, the developing New York Knickerbockers, now in their 20th year of developing. As you know, they're in Philadelphia tonight to take on a very developed 76er team. Of course, as we know, the Knickerbockers are very good at developing scapegoats. And apparently, David Fizdale considered scapegoat number one is getting the pat on the back, the vote of confidence, like every day, giving us all the impression Fizdale is working on a contract renewable every 24 hours. So we were looking at James Dolan, and what a sight! What is it? So we're looking at James Dolan. Again, you saw him on the back page if you picked up your daily news this morning, and he was looking like a child pouting over a broken toy. And isn't that what the Knickerbockers are to him? Apparently, every day. Every day, Dolan is giving this vote of confidence to Fizdale. And he's doing that so the team can feel like, hey, he's not going anywhere. And so the fans can feel like, hey, he's not going anywhere. And the media, stop already with the writing that he's on the hot seat and stop writing like every single day what's going to be happening to Fizdale. And of course, you know how Dolan loves the media, especially Frank Isola and Stefan Bundy and Mark Berman of the New York Post. He loves the media. They're all followed by KGB types, by security types. Well, as scapegoat number one, if it is not sooner, it says so right here, it'll be later for Fizdale. And he'll end up taking the fall when the real issue, and you know, and I know, and we all know, the real issue, if not Dolan himself, of course, although he spends the money, but how wisely? Think of Amari Stoudemire. Think of Carmelo Anthony. Think of Isaiah Thomas, who was losing and losing and getting like pay hikes. However, it'll be Fizdale eventually taking the fall when the real issue, again, if not Dolan, is Commodore Perry and General Mills. That's for sure. What kind of roster have they put together? And you know when a vote of confidence is given, the Commodore and the General don't get a vote. Fizdale is a very good man, and who would know, really, seriously so, how good of a coach he is. He comes from pedigree. He comes from a good background with solid basketball types, giving him a thumbs up and not just being politically correct with him. Basketball types, NBA types. But what kind of coach is he when you really don't have a very decent roster? And he didn't put the roster together. And he probably won't have the time to develop the kids when he himself is being developed as scapegoat number one.
Previously on The Walking Dead.
We got a dead man walking here.
Just the fact that we talk every day. We're in constant communication with each other.
The dead began to rise.
He's been pretty much the perfect executive.
These men were afraid, and their fear was justified.
2.5 year contract, that's my insurance. You know, that's our business. The insurance is about that I have a contract.
He leaves me with very little to do.
And I think that was, for me, that was the most refreshing part of when I got to speak to Mr. Dolan, to hear how connected he was with these guys on the vision.
Don't cry for me. I'm already dead.
I end up being the guy who signs the check and cheers the team.
Sell the team!
Anything I can sell the team?
But this was only the beginning.
We have the commitment from Jim Dolan to give us the room to do the things that we think are necessary to make this team into a winning team and a winning environment.
There's a lot of positives that came from that. I would say we got some good learning lessons that we can take from it and get better from.
Tangling their quarry in a web of horror until he reaches the brink of madness.
I am excited to be here to welcome one of the premier executives.
If you look at the whole enormity of it, you know, it'll overwhelm you. And we're just going to take it one day at a time.
Baffling questions, astounding questions that not even the world's greatest scientific minds can answer.
I don't want to sit up here and act like I know exactly what it is, because they stung us in every way.
Jim is a fan and believes in what we're doing, but he has the same kind of expectations that we have.
No concern at all. We got a very resilient group.
The ultimate in adult and unadulterated horror.
And that's just the way I like it, by the way.
Bring out your dead!
Okay, and so that is with Fizdale and the New York Knickerbockers tonight, and they come off that win with Cleveland. So they will try to get a little, how you say, streak going, but the chances are not very good tonight in Philadelphia.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.